Since 1959, the cars, the buildings, the ethnic makeup of Miami Beach, they've all changed. But if this poolside scene from Magic City is accurate, there is a constant: vanity.
Please, you have the body of an 11-year-old gymnast.
A sexy 11-year-old gymnast.
Thank you, I guess.
Well, no guessing. You are so lucky you still have your real body.
Real body, in this case, means pre-childbirth body. In modern Miami Beach, of course, it means non-surgically enhanced, which, according to Bill Marinella, Extras casting director for Magic City, was really hard to find.
You know, I've actually had better luck finding synchronized swimming groups than I did finding real boobs, pardon the pun.
Yes, real breasts proved scarce in Miami Beach. It fulfills every stereotype you've ever heard about the place. But it was a serious matter for Magic City. Like a lot of premium cable shows, Magic City features a topless scene or two, or three or four. But producers spent so much time and money making the show look period appropriate, they didn't want a pair of augmented breasts ruining the illusion. For Marinella, easier said than done.
So we did a lot of research and reached out to burlesque clubs and, you know, just finding people on the beach and literally walking up to them on the street and saying, hey, you look like you're right out of The Great Gatsby. I'd like to put you in this movie.
None of this surprises Tara Solomon. She blogs about Miami's social scene for the Huffington Post, and she says just look in the store windows on South Beach.
Like double D plastic enhancements and like Brazilian butt lifts on the mannequins.
Solomon says people think about plastic surgery differently here. In L.A. and New York, the other places she frequents, enhancements are something people seem to keep private. Not here. Solomon recalls meeting a bunch of people at a New Year's Eve party in Miami.
And one of them, a buxom blonde model, insisted on showing me her before and after photos in her iPhone. And I was like, no, really, it's okay.
Obviously, breast augmentation is not unique to Miami. Last year, doctors around the country performed more than 300,000 augmentation mammoplasty surgeries. Breast implants are now the most popular cosmetic surgery in the United States. But Miami does have more plastic surgeons per capita than any other major metropolitan area in the country. Ellen Jacoby has been a casting director on Miami Beach for more than 20 years. She worked on one of the early episodes of Magic City and says asking for period-appropriate body types and non-surgically enhanced extras is just part of the job now, like asking for a particular height or hair color.
Every project has something that's a little unique or different. What was beautiful then was more of a full-figured woman.
Like, how do you ask for that tastefully?
Well, do I have to be tasteful?
Apparently not. Some of the emails talent agents sent to their models were pretty straightforward.
Girls had fuller figures back then,
said one email calling for Magic City extras.
No implants, preferably curvy,
said another email. The show's creator and writer is a Miami Beach native, Mitch Glazer. He remembers back in the 60s and 70s, a few girls in his high school appeared to come back to school with nose jobs, but he had not considered just how prolific plastic surgery had become.
You know, dancers and models and whatever was going on down in Miami Beach, it's just a different look. And all of a sudden, I had to think about it. You know, now apparently it's all I think about. God.
Magic City has already been renewed for a second season with Stars. Glazer says shooting will begin in Miami in August. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.